This goes to Lisa Ferguson, F-E-R-G-U-S-O-N, F like Frank, N like November, P like practice. Fax 989-668-0423 regarding Michael, M-I-C-H-A-E-L, Kelly, K-E-L-L-E-Y. Date of birth 10-2 of 1952. Dear Lisa, this is a follow-up visit for Mr. Kelly with stage 3A chronic kidney disease, hypertension, and diabetic nephropathy, and a history of frequent and recurrent kidney stones. His last visit was May 2nd of this year. He did pass another kidney stone in the end of August of this year, and he is under the care of Dr. Mattman, M-A-A-T-M-A-N. He's also had two of the COVID vaccines and one booster since the virus came out. He did test positive for COVID-19 with a severe cough in July, but also they felt he had a bacterial pneumonia at that time, so he received an antibiotic and felt better within 24 hours, he reports. So he was wondering if the COVID screening test was normal, or was a false positive, perchance. He had no sequela. The antibiotic cleared up the cough completely and very quickly, actually. So no hospitalizations or procedures other than passing the kidney stone on his own. No nausea, vomiting, or dysphagia. No diarrhea, blood, or melena. He has gained about 8 pounds over the last 6 months, though, and he would like to start losing weight again. He's going to try to restrict caloric intake. Urine is clear, currently without cloudiness or visible blood. Blood in the urine is usually one of the first signs of kidney stones for Michael. And no current edema or claudication symptoms. Medication list is reviewed and is unchanged from his previous visit. Physical exam, weight 286 pounds. Pulse is 81. Blood pressure, left arm sitting, large adult cuff is 160 over 80. Neck is supple. There's no jugular venous distension. Lungs are clear without rails, wheezes, or effusion. Heart is regular without murmur, rub, or gallop. Abdomen is obese, non-tender, no ascites, and no edema. Labs, most recent lab studies were done October 11th of 2022. Hemoglobin 15.5 with normal white count, normal platelets. Electrolytes are normal. Creatinine is 1.49 with estimated GFR of 50, and that's a slight improvement actually. Calcium 8.96, albumin 4.3, and phosphorus is 2.9. Assessment and plan, stage 3A, chronic kidney disease without progression of illness and with stable creatinine levels. 2, diabetic nephropathy. 3, hypertension, slightly higher in the office, but the patient has improved blood pressure readings at home, generally 130 to 140 over 70 to 80, he reports. The patient should continue to follow a low-salt diabetic diet. Labs should be done every 3 months. And he will have a recheck visit in this office in the next 6 months. Mary Stunner, CNP/Jose Fuente, MD.